So anyways, let me get back to this last question so we can do some Q&A. I had a question here that I hear Randy say it all the time when we're talking with folks, but there's something you always say, Randy, to the resellers, is you say that our biggest competition in document imaging is the status quo. Can you explain what you always mean, so people on the call would understand that?
Sure, I'll be happy to. When you're out talking to prospects, seldom will you come into competition. Again, there's such a small percentage of customers that even have document imaging, and the people that are out selling or have the capability of selling it, such as a copy machine salesman, they simply aren't pushing that end of their business. You know, you're just not going to have competition in most cases unless the vendor arrives on the scene after you've already, you know, got into the process, and then they suddenly say, oh, well, we offer document imaging as well. Let me get you a price. But the competition that you're looking at really is the status quo. In other words, your document imaging system versus them doing nothing. And them doing nothing can be a formidable enemy. And the reason why is because your prospect understands the current landscape, and implementing a document imaging system means change. They don't understand always what that change is. So they have a real high comfort level in spite of the inefficiencies of it and how much it's costing them. They have a real big comfort level with just doing nothing, just staying where they're at. And you're going to find when you're talking to them that a lot of times the paper-based filing system is an irritation, but it just doesn't hurt enough to make the prospect want to change. And, you know, one of the things I always talk about and kind of kid about is the sales group that a salesman had once told me. It's kind of like a stranger that comes up to the farmer sitting on the porch and asks why his dog is jumping every once in a while. And the farmer says that he's lying on a nail sticking through the floorboards. So the stranger turns up and says, why doesn't the dog get up and move to a different place on the porch? And the farmer says, because it just doesn't hurt enough. And so part of our job is to increase the pain. And the way we do that is point out how much it's costing prospects to do nothing. And I'll tell you right now that until you increase the pain enough to where the prospect wants to move, you're never going to sell a system. So it's not just going out and show and tell and say, gee whiz, we offer this system. You need to know how a document imaging system is going to impact him at a lot of different pain points, such as I said earlier, storage costs, paper costs, cost of productivity and inefficiencies that are taking place, the impact it has on customer service, what happens if you had a disaster, what would that do to your business? And so the ability to take documents off-site and protect your business. Those are all issues that you want to be able to talk about and really hit home to them so that they understand that there would be a lot of pain if something happened while they're doing things the way they've always done them in the past. So, Aaron, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I mean, just something real quick so we get in the Q&A. And you're right. Status quo is one of those tough enemies. I almost always can convert a customer who is already bought into document imaging. Again, here at Document Imaging Solutions, a little under 25% of our business the last 10 years has been the replacement of other document imaging systems from other vendors. And typically the reason to replace it with our system is the prospect either, dissatisfied with the product itself, or it's too difficult to use, or it's antiquated, or the maintenance fees each year are too expensive, or the technology is cumbersome, like they can't share the documents outside of that system with their other organizations that they do business with. So one out of four customers that I talk to or prospects that call into our office typically already have bought into the general concept that document imaging is a benefit in their organization. They just got the wrong system. So now they want to replace it with our technology, the second generation technology, and not have those additional headaches that you have with a first generation system that's database IT intensive. And that's another whole conversation. But again, going back to status quo, I spoke to a customer just recently, and they had a fire at their off-site storage vendor's site. The off-site storage vendor had a fire at the storage facility, and their documents did not get burned, but they could not go into the site to recover their documents because the part of the storage facility that had burned was storing film and other materials like backup tapes, hard drives, things like that from other customers, and it had created a hazmat-type situation. So the whole storage facility was basically yellow taped off, and nobody could access records, and they basically said for the next 5 years. So, you know, I had to laugh when you said disaster recovery is a big motivator for customers, and a lot of them will say, well, we store documents off-site, or, you know, we have disaster recovery policies in place, and I always have to say sometimes even off-site, you know, paper storage isn't even safe. But if you can show them enough pain, if they are not doing anything, they're still on a paper-based system, get them away from the status quo, you can definitely move them in the direction of purchasing document imaging. And again, I think some of the easiest sales are the people who already have document imaging that are just dissatisfied with that vendor. So I think the conversion from already using somebody else's system to ours is even easier. So don't always think when you go into a prospect's office and they say, well, we already have document imaging. I always ask, are you happy with it?
You know, in the past, last week when we did this, or 2 weeks ago when we did it, we did run out of time, and part of what we want to do with our webinars here is to provide a little bit of coaching and insight to what your questions are,